and Voice News, your global link.
Zambia and Israel pledge stronger diplomatic ties. Opposition leader urges government to prioritize citizens amid foreign investment drive. And Kenyan activist missing in Uganda found safe after 5 weeks. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. President Hakainde Hichilema has reaffirmed Zambia and Israel's commitment to deepen economic collaboration through increased trade and partnership. Speaking during a Thanksgiving service for the re-establishment of the diplomatic mission with the State of Israel in Zambia, held at Kitwe's Living Waters Global Ministries today, President Hichilema said this is to facilitate growth in various sectors of the country. President Hichilema highlighted the long-standing ties between Zambia and Israel in mining, health, technology, and business activities. This government's mandate is to create jobs and opportunities for the Zambian people, said President Hichilema. The head of state also emphasized the importance of maintaining bilateral relations, citing his visit to Tanzania, which drew criticism from Zambians.
So they said in Tanzania, I couldn't believe some Zambians criticizing our mission in Tanzania. If you ask a taxi driver here, check the car they drive. It came into Zambia through Dar es Salaam. How can you forget that? If war breaks out in Tanzania, it means those taxis will not be available. But maybe that will take longer, because maybe it's 5 years before they break down. But you will have no fuel. Within a week or so, you will have no fuel here in Kitwe, and you will be shouting, HH, fish will extra, fuel will equita.
Meanwhile, Israeli ambassador to Zambia, Ofra Fahi, said the relations that Israel shares with Zambia reflect the commitment by both countries in advancing diplomatic partnership. Mental health expert Kizito Mulewa has urged organizations to integrate employee assistance programs related to mental health interventions into human resource benefit packages for workers to access support. This follows a Mental Health Capacity Building Day that was spearheaded by the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, in partnership with the Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, and Leonika General Hospital in Western Province. Speaking in an interview with RCV News, Mr. Mulewa emphasized the need for formation of human resource benefit packages to constitute provisions that allows employees to seek private intervention during seasons of mental health deterioration. Employees can seek private intervention from established organizations such as Great North Rehabilitation and Overcomers Mental Health Centers, Mr. Mulewa said. He further emphasized the need for companies to guarantee full support and confidentiality of employees experiencing mental health issues in order to avoid segregation, as this approach could help safeguard workers, highlighting the need for intensive human resource training on this matter. Ms. Mlewa has therefore advised government to encourage organizations to adopt employee assistance programs as part of their corporate responsibility and employee well-being incentives, crafting them in a culturally sensitive way to ensure inclusion and accessibility.
We are not at that level of offering these benefits in companies, despite we people in the mental health are suggesting. So if you ask me how companies can, harness this, I would say one, they would need to raise awareness and reduce stigma. Planning sessions, campaigns to educate employees about mental health, of, having the access to employee assistance programs. So number two, I would say we should integrate the existing EPAs into the HR services.
Opposition Leadership Movement Secretary General Jairus Ngoma has urged government to prioritize the needs of Zambians even as it continues to pursue foreign direct investment. Ms. Ngoma said he has observed government's continued emphasis on creating a conducive environment for foreign investors, a situation he believes marginalizes locals. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Ms. Ngoma said there is also a need to create a favorable environment for Zambians to thrive amid the current economic challenges the country is facing. Rarely does the nation hear of government giving tax breaks to local businesses. It is always foreigners who are favored, said Ms. Ngoma. He has since urged governments to address challenges affecting citizens, including load shedding, the high cost of doing business, and limited market access for agricultural produce.
So we are supposed to learn a lesson now. This government, remember, it was in opposition. It understood how their friends were struggling. So they were a better place. That's why they are telling people that, no, ASI, Dubai, formula, and all that. So we, being leadership movement, we are talking of the nuclear power plant. That's our last thing. That's our game changer. So now, that nuclear power plant, if you ask today, they are modules, more like makeshift, where you can make them, you enrich them, more like they are portables, right? If you want, you can call them an immediate measure, okay? So once you go that route now, when you have cut supply to these other people you've been exporting.
The Minister of Tourism, Rodney Sikumba, led a high-level consultative meeting of African ministers of tourism and heads of delegation on the sidelines of the 26th session of the General Assembly of the United Nations Tourism Organization. The meeting, which was held in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, served as a vital platform for African leaders in tourism to deliberate on strategic approaches to advancing the continent's collective tourism agenda. In his opening remarks, Mr. Sikumba, who is also the chairperson of the UN Tourism Regional Commission for Africa, CAF, emphasized Africa's shared vision and unwavering solidarity in driving sustainable tourism development. He underscored the need for Africa to harness its vast potential through innovation, strategic partnerships, and policy coherence, highlighting that the continent's rich cultural heritage, natural wonders, and warm hospitality stand as pillars of its competitive advantage in the global tourism landscape. Mr. Sikumba further called for an inclusive and transformative tourism model that empowers local communities, preserves cultural heritage, and safeguards biodiversity, noting that tourism remains a powerful catalyst for job creation, economic diversification, and cross-cultural understanding. This is contained in a press statement issued by Ministry of Tourism Public Relations Unit to RCV News in Osaka today. In African news, human rights groups in Kenya say two activists who disappeared in neighboring Uganda 5 weeks ago have turned up alive and well. Eyewitnesses reported seeing Bob Njangi and Nicholas Oyo being forced into a car by masked uniformed men after a political event where they were supporting the Ugandan opposition leader Bobi Wine. On Saturday, activist organization Vocal Africa confirmed the men were safe and being transported from Busia in Uganda to Kenya's capital, Nairobi. Coming up shortly, Serbia clears the way for controversial Trump-linked property plan. This and more, stay tuned.
The first case of HIV in Zambia was reported in 1984, and since then, HIV has continued to spread in the country. And today, Zambia is amongst the country's hardest hit by the HIV and AIDS pandemic. HIV and AIDS shortens life, spoils plans, destroys families, kills adults, young people, as well as babies. About 15.6% of Zambians aged between 15 and 49 are infected with HIV. Plan for your future. Avoid HIV infection.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Red Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Serbia's parliament has passed a law which paves the way for a controversial property development led by U.S. President Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner.